Let's turn our matters to local council and the At Work in Bullock video series launching. What's this all about?
Yeah, so this is a project really instigated by the North Central Len, who are a great partner of Bullock Shire, and we helped with some of the funding for this project. And it's really around trying to highlight to our young people, and the Len work really closely with school leavers and I guess people in year 10, 11 and 12 to start thinking about their careers post-secondary school. And so this was really a project to highlight all of the great employers that we've got in the Shire and some of the amazing career paths that you can have if you remain in Bullock. I guess there often seems that pressure from, and I don't know where the pressure comes from, but to leave and go away and find work elsewhere when you're in those sort of late teenage years. But yeah. They're case studies of wonderful young people who have either returned to our area and forged a really great career or stayed in the area. And so there's videos, there's 19 videos. So from the hospital to manufacturers to the big farmers, to the big agricultural dealerships that we've got, and local government is also a feature in there as well. So there are really great career paths in Bullock, and we really suggest you get on and have a look at those videos. Yeah, it's pretty inspiring, actually, to think that you can forge those careers within our area.
Terrific stuff. And that's all via the council website, yeah?
Yeah, it is. If you go to North Central Len or the council Facebook page, you'll see it. We're featuring these once a week on our Facebook page as well. So
great. And the other thing to chat about this morning, Bullock's joined 45 other councils, the Victorian Energy Collaboration. What's that about?
Yeah, we have, and please don't ask me to name the other 45. I think the city of Greater Bendigo is definitely it, I can tell you that. But this is a really good partnership from local government with each other, I guess. For us, and we're obviously one of the smaller local governments, sometimes that sort of, joint procurement and partnering up with a lot more means that we can get better deals and better prices. But this goes further. So this is getting all of our energy bills, and we've all worked hard to try and go to green energy, I guess, and to get the sustainable emission reductions that we're all trying to work towards. So we've all worked together to go out, and we're transitioning over to new supplies or red energy, and they've purchased their renewable energy through local wind farms. So I think there's one over near Horsham, which is really great that, I guess, energy that's getting produced really close to us is being used by the councils at hand. We're getting much better prices than what we had. And I guess the big ticket thing in this is that we're saving 260,000 tonnes of carbon emissions from entering the atmosphere by using this power to power our halls, our offices, our swimming pools, our libraries, all across the state. And the notes in front of me say this is like taking 90,000 cars off the road. So it is pretty significant across the state. It is the biggest emissions reduction project in Victorian local government, I think, and probably more broadly across Australia. So that starts on 1 July, and we're all pretty excited. So we're grateful for the partnership, and it's I think we've talked previously about our climate change strategy, which is working through at the minute. These kind of things certainly add to that.
Yep, definitely. All right, mate, good stuff. Listen, have a great week. Good luck with the team next week, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Thanks, Roy. Take care.
You too. Anthony Judd from the Bullock Shire, CEO thereof, on the wake-up call.